Welcome to another episode of Our Spiritual Life. And hey, I'm excited about this episode today. And I'm excited because I have a guest today that I believe you're going to love. And this is a bit new for me. This is Swami Nityananda that is with me today. She is a spiritual teacher of the Awake Yoga Meditation Community in Baltimore, Maryland. And I love what she does from what I've read about her. But I'm going to let her tell you about herself here in just a moment. So, but at any rate, welcome, Swami. I'm glad to have you here today.
Ray, it's wonderful to be with you. Thank you.
Good. Well, what's different about this is I've never interviewed a Swami before. So, but you know, I've heard some of your podcasts, and what you speak about is very much in line with what I believe and what I talk about in many of my podcast episodes. Now, when I'm interviewing people, it tends to be focused on the guest and letting you speak. So that's what we're going to do today. But, you know, I know that you talk about being awake and, well, much, much more than that. But I think awakening is so important in the world today that, you know, we all need to learn to approach ourselves differently and our relationship to the world and our relationships to others, et cetera. So we're going to talk about some of those things today. And Swami, go ahead and tell the audience about yourself. And then we'll get into some specific points of discussion. But again, welcome. I'm glad you're here.
It's a great joy to talk with you. And first of all, just gratitude and joy and respect. Prior to our conversation, I had the pleasure of listening to some of your shows, and I would agree with you as well. There's a deep consonance. There's like a resonance and a harmony between the teachings that are shared at Awake Yoga Meditation and the teachings that you share on your podcast as well. So one of the teachings at Awake Yoga Meditation, we're geographically located in Baltimore, and people can join us on Zoom or YouTube from around the country, around the world, if you want to meditate with us. But one of our teachings and a basic premise is that each of us is an incredibly unique and beautiful and magnificent expression of, you could call it divine love, you could call it universal kindness, you could call it infinite light and joy and potentiality. And we're here in this human form. And as humans, one of our invitations or opportunities is how much universal kindness and awareness and insight may I share in my daily life, in my relationships, in my tasks, in my work, and in my world. And I agree with you, when we have that relationship to the light within ourselves and then the light within all, it does create a fundamental shift, and it helps us live in joy and peace and ease and freedom in this very human body, in this life, in this world.
Yes. Well, very good. And I love the way you talk about how we can interact with the world. You know, I'm going to kind of jump right into the conversation here. And I know you've had a background in many other things, a university professor, and but I think we'll probably stay on the spiritual side today. You know, you talk about being that essence in the world. And, you know, so many people, though, will immediately react and say, well, how can I do that when there's all this going on in the world and in my life? And how do I, you know, how do I do that? So, yeah, tell us how you would approach that, answering that question.
Sure. So one of the observations to start with is that each of us has a choice in choosing how to respond to whatever it is that we are aware of. And I want to emphasize with great respect that no one is advising one to be naive or unaware of what is going on in the world, but to move from a position of possibility and respect and engagement and responsiveness that comes from inspired wisdom and universal caring and awareness and insight. So another way to say this is we're each invited to expand what seems to be possible for ourselves and for everyone. So we can expand beyond limitation and we can expand into liberation. So that's the basic framework. How this looks for each individual is going to be perfect and unique and beautiful for each individual. So I noticed with great respect that you have the gift of music. And so you share music and that helps people connect with joy. It helps them connect with that sort of innocent, playful, spontaneous joy and light and possibility within themselves. So that would be an example for each of us to just ask, what are those gifts, those talents, that unique signature expression of light and kindness and insight and inspiration that is able to share through me? And then to set aside, I think the human self can often interrupt us and it can kind of stop us from allowing that light to shine through us. But just to say, I'm here and I'm willing to share kindness. I'm willing to share insight. And then what happens is the kindness and insight in ourselves reaches out and connects with kindness and insight in others. And this does fundamentally change the way that we are interacting with others, the way that we are interacting. You could say that it's we move deeper than concepts. We move below labels. We move into sort of like a universal field of harmony and peace and connectedness and possibility.
Yes. Well, I love that answer. And you know, what you're touching on there is so important. You know, we have powers that we many times don't appreciate. And we have, and in fact, we have an essence of the divine that many of us don't appreciate. And so we need to awaken to that. But, you know, you talked about choice, you know, choosing how you respond and how you present yourself to the world. And that is so important. People need to hear that more because, you know, what we're really touching on there is that so many people, you know, believe, you know, at a deep level that they're victims of life, you know, that it hasn't gone the way they would love it to go, that and many times people don't feel that they totally understand that they have that power to choose and to come from a more empowered state. You know, and if they really understood that they're looking at themselves as victims of circumstances in the world, and that's one of the most important things we need to shift, right?
Right. So I was, as you were speaking, an image was coming to me and it's sort of this recognition. So you can use the image of sunlight. The sun is just coming out from behind some clouds where I am. And so this is why the image is probably coming into my awareness. But so each of us here is streaming forth and we're here as light, even in the world, even as humans. And so we're always connected to light. And as humans, we definitely move through very, very painful experiences. So we move through experiences that give us the opportunity to identify with limitation if we choose to identify with limitation. We also, anytime we wish, have the ability to expand. And simply to say, I choose to shift my awareness, I choose to expand my perspective, what wisdom, what insight, what compassion, what caring may I allow to fill my awareness right now? And then as my awareness fills with that healing, that wholeness, that connection, we are able to lift up out of the pain true gems of insight and understanding and forgiveness and freedom, which we otherwise would not have available to us. And so in this way, we're able to work wisely and joyfully. Whatever our human experiences are, we're able to remember, I am light. I am not confined by or limited to this experience. So we're not denying the experience that we're having, but we're simply expanding our ability to bring healing and wholeness and insight. And then there returns to ourselves a sense of play and possibility and curiosity and joy and wonder. And we're able to connect with resources and energy and awareness and connection that otherwise would not be present to us. And then that is going to also share through us with the other humans that we encounter.
Right. You know, I love the way you approach the life. And I love the way you talk about the light within us. You know, and I think that a lot of people may not appreciate this. A light is more than just a nice idea or a metaphor, that, you know, it is kind of a synonym, I would say, for consciousness and awareness and being awake. But, you know, something occurred to me as you were speaking. You have a very direct approach to how people can be in life. And, you know, I think many times, especially when we talk about spiritual development, a lot of people have this idea, there's so much I have to learn, you know, how can I do that? I don't know how to do that. But you're saying that deep down, we do know how to do it. We just need to tap into that. Is that your message there?
I think that's a beautiful way to put it. And so one of the observations that I would share, and I'm inviting you to connect with this and listeners and myself to connect with this as well. But yes, a basic premise is we're all connected to the light always. And so often in our early childhood, and I know you're a musician now, so maybe when you first learned music, you had that feeling of just the joy of expressing, like allowing that harmony and that beauty and that life to pour through you. So that would be perhaps a way that you connected with it. And for me, I connected with the natural world. I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, and I was there like among the evergreens and the mountains and the lakes and the forests. And so I was aware from my earliest memories of knowing that my body was an extension of the natural world and the natural world was an extension of my body. And I was part of all of this life. And so for everyone else, it's just to ask for myself, what were the natural ways that I connected with that deeply felt, direct awareness that I've never been alone. I've never been lost. I've never been separate. I've always had, you're exactly right. It is like an inborn compass, or today we might say a GPS system, which there's a deep knowingness and a deep felt beingness within every human on the planet. So we're simply remembering, we're reconnecting with that reality, that realization that has been here all along.
Right. Remembering, yes. I've heard various expressions of that many times from different spiritual teachers, and it's so right on. I'd like to kind of shift gears here a moment and talk about awakening. Now, I know you your community is around awake yoga meditation, and that may be a specific type of yoga. I'm not sure. But, you know, tell us a little bit about that and then your view of being awake, or what awakeness is.
Absolutely. So Awake Yoga Meditation, we're a meditation community, and we focus on yoga philosophy and the teachings of non-dual awareness, Advaita Vedanta, in the yogic tradition. And in the Upanishads, which are texts that are central to the yogic tradition, one of the teachings is that every one of us is invited to awaken, and that awakeness is available. It is present within all humans, and that it's possible in the midst of daily human life to remember our awakeness. Swami Vivekananda loved to say, arise, awake, stop not till the goal is reached. And so for each of us, the idea is, I'll just put it in very practical terms. Before I get out of bed in the morning, each of us is invited to connect with light within ourselves, to connect with peace within ourselves, and to ask that light and that peace to flow into our day, almost to create a pathway of light that flows even before we get out of bed in the morning through our day. And then in our daily life, whether we have a meditation practice or not, I would say meditation sort of turbocharges that pathway of light that flows throughout the day. But whether we have a meditation practice or not, each of us then is walking on this pathway of light. So we're laying down the pathway of light with every thought we think, with every word we speak, with every choice we make, and we're also getting to enjoy the pathway of light. And so everyone we encounter is also benefited by this pathway of light as well. And it can shift the dynamics in a family, in a relationship, in a workplace, in a neighborhood. It can change what our experience is.
So how would you define awakeness or being awake?
Awakeness is being in contact with that energy of awareness within yourself, that energy of vitality within yourself, that energy of wisdom, that energy of insight, that energy of universal caring, that energy of hopefulness and helpfulness, that energy that longs to share itself through you in ways that create what is highest and best for you and for everyone that you encounter in the world. And so it's simply living from moment to moment in contact with what is highest and what is best. It's a very innocent, pure, noble, spontaneous, generous, joy-filled. It's filled with laughter and lightheartedness and good humor. It's the energy of wholeness, so it's also very deeply healing as well. And it's our reality for each of us. This is our true nature.
Very good definition. I love that, because... I kind of got started a long time ago studying philosophy and, coming from a very conceptual perspective of, eventually what awakeness is. And the problem with some of those definitions is, well, you don't know, really understand what it means anyway, but the getting in touch with, as you said, experiencing that is what's really important
and
what we should pay attention to. So
absolutely.
I love the way you define that. Yes.
And it's so present. That's what's so beautiful about it, is it's so present. It's here.
So present. Yes. Now I've noticed that on your website, you talk about many different aspects of spirituality, and you talk about an approach to spirituality that I really like. But one of the things that people talk about is freedom. Say a few words about freedom and what that means and can mean to people.
Absolutely. So here again, I would go for a direct felt awareness of freedom and inviting each of us to feel inwardly when we feel freedom within ourselves. There's a feeling of spaciousness. There's a feeling of calm. There's a feeling of steadiness. There's a feeling of poise and balance and responsiveness. And so there's also a feeling of joy and a feeling of willingness.
Yeah, I love the way you spoke about that, because you didn't really talk about being free from limitation. You looked at the other side of the coin, of what it really can mean, what a person can experience.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess that's what I would say, is that when one lives in inner freedom, we're still here in time and space. We still have a human body. We still have a human heart. We have human emotions. We have human thoughts. We have a human to-do list. But what shifts is that all of a sudden now, instead of there being a feeling of being burdened or a feeling of resistance or a feeling of resentment about everything on that to-do list, all of a sudden now there's, this is amazing. It's an opportunity to share light. This is incredible. It's an opportunity to share joy. This is incredible. Everywhere I go, I have the opportunity to meet new friends. They're all my friends. I just haven't met them yet. And when you have that basic shift in awareness, your energy silently is going out into the world, and that friendliness with all of existence will also be coming back to you. And that sort of joyful, generous kindness that is sharing through you will also be coming back to you. So it's just a basic enjoying of working in harmony with the laws of energy.
Yeah, I love that. But does anyone ever respond to you, though, that sounds so Pollyanna?
Oh, I would say on podcasts. So I do get asked that on podcasts. And it's not about being naive. So I want to be very, very clear about this. This is not about being naive. It's not about being ignorant. It's not about being unaware. It's not about being uninformed. But it is when I am aware of whatever I am aware of in my life. So say that I have a family member who is experiencing perhaps a severe illness and is really going through a very difficult time. I will see in them the light in them, which is unwavering, which is unbreakable, which is unshakable. Nothing can harm that light. I will also see their human self, which is experiencing perhaps physical pain, perhaps emotional pain, perhaps mental anguish or distress. And I will connect with the light in them first. And then from that connection with the light in them, be able with wisdom and compassion to tune in to what is most helpful for their human self in this moment. And so we're connecting with a resourcefulness and an awareness and a healing and a wholeness that is larger than the human. We're not denying the human reality and the human experience, but we're saying we're not limited by or confined to the human reality and the human experience. That is not the full story. It might be what we're going through at this moment, but it's not the full story. So mm-hmm. each of us always has the opportunity to expand our horizon of awareness. And as we do that, we will know, is silence in this moment and a smile and sharing an open-hearted wave of kindness the best way to respond right now? Like, that might be what's able to reach my friend, my family member, my colleague, whoever it is that I'm speaking with in a grocery store or wherever I am speaking, and will know if a word is most helpful. And it might even be the same word that our human self would have spoken, but if we connect with this expansive awareness, the energy of that word will change as that word is spoken through us. And so our experiences will also change, and the amount of helpfulness and kindness that is able to share through us is also able to expand as we practice this.
Yes, I love that. You know, I've really come to understand that the nature of the universe, if you want to put it that way, is so different than people tend to believe, you know, that we are a part of divinity. That the divinity within us and all around us and the nature of God is all good and wanting to give to us, you know. And I think a lot of us have been affected by being brought up in a religious environment that taught other than that, you know, that looked at the limiting side and thou must behave this way and all of the rules. And But when we really begin to understand the wholeness of the universe, the goodness of the universe, the power that we have to participate in that, then if we come from that perspective, you know, it's exactly everything that you're saying and talking about. And, you know, so it is getting to a point that we can begin to see the world in a different way, or simply choose to respond in a different way. It's what I hear you saying, you know, go into that light and into that positive energy. Don't think about it. Just do it. I comment on what I just said there.
No, I agree with you very much. So I agree as well that it is possible to grow up wherever we acquire those concepts. It's possible to grow up and acquire concepts of guilt or shame or blame or fear. And those lend themselves to the illusion of separateness. And they lend themselves to the illusion that this is not an infinitely abundant and beautiful and glad and good world that we are helping to co-create. And so one of the things we're invited to do is to set aside our concepts of pain and fear and grief and illusion and shame and blame. And you can do that instantly. So for each of us, as we're listening to this, we can say, for right now, I am willing to set aside any concepts that limit my direct awareness of the limitless goodness of the divine. I'm willing to directly allow myself to feel the limitless possibility, the infinite wholeness, the boundless kindness, the measureless caring and insight of the source of all existence, that which brings me here. That which is with me every moment that I am here, that which is with me always, I open to directly encounter limitless goodness in my life and in my world. And as we offer that, it allows us to notice limitless goodness is already here. Like, it's here in the little green leaves that are budding on the tree as I'm looking out the window right now. I think you mentioned it's windy where you are. And so that's a gust of limitless goodness that's blowing across your horizon. And so just to greet like the earth beneath your feet, the breath that is breathing through you, all of that is an expression of this limitless goodness. And then we're able to bring incredible tenderness and caring and healing to the aspects of our human selves that have experienced pain and that have experienced that feeling of being very cut off from that limitless goodness. And this is a teaching that says the truth and the reality and the ultimate is that limitless goodness. So each of us will inevitably one day remember and reconnect with that limitless goodness. Why not do that right now?
Yes, why not? I love that. That's great. I love it. Okay. So that kind of gives an answer to, I guess, the question that I always think about and ask, you know, about how do we learn to be more aware and how do we awaken and you didn't put it in those terms about awakening and awareness, but I think everything you just said is answering the question, how can we do that? And we don't have to get caught up in formula or methodology and, you know, I've got to learn this first and then this. Step into that energy instead. Experience the good in life instead of the bad in life. It's kind of a turning away, a turning to.
Turning toward the light, turning towards that wholeness, that kindness, that inspiration, turning toward, for each human, there's an innocence and a purity. There's like a nobility of our soul, our heart, our spirit, our energy. So turning to that and trusting that and allowing that to help us transform our perception and our awareness of anything other than that. And so this will bring balance into our bodies. It will bring balance into our emotional life. It'll bring balance into our patterns of thinking and into our human relationships and into our choices. So that wholeness will reorient what is possible for us, and then that wholeness will share through us as well. So I agree with you. It's very simple. It's very direct. It's very present. It's very available. And it's sort of like saying none of us has ever been separate from awakeness. None of us has ever been separate from awareness. And so we're allowing ourselves the gift of reconnecting and remembering. And as we remember, we're in wholeness already. And so that is just so joyful, and that is so freeing, and that is so healing. We change our perceptions of ourselves, and then we're also able to change our perceptions of others as well. So judgment falls away. We still have awareness, but it's an impartial, non-attached awareness that is able to move beyond human judgment and human limitation and human fear.
Yes. Well, several different ideas have popped into my head as you've been talking. I mean, one of the things that, you know, a lot of the spiritual teachers that I've kind of followed or listened to, I talk about, you know, you can learn to see the world as perfect as it is. It requires a shift in perception. And in fact, you know, a lot of things now about the quantum field and participating in the process of creation through that is, you know, it's driven by our choices, how we perceive the world and how we perceive, you know, what we are creating in the world. And I think so the ideas that you're talking about are very powerful, very a very good way to approach life.
It's an amazing invitation to create what is highest and best, and to create more of what we love, and to just go directly there to that simplicity, to that purity of heart, to that joy and that wisdom that is within each of us, and to connect with that, and then from that, to make inspired, wise, kind choices. And as you say, to create consciously, to co-create consciously more and more of what we would love to experience.
So you're talking a lot. I love the words you use about joy, expressing joy. And so if someone were to ask you, well, how do, and you're saying you can be joyful in all circumstances. Someone would, you know, if they ask you, well, how can I do that? You know, how can I be joyful when I just got this bad news? How do you answer that?
So, I mean, to deal honestly with your human self. So if your human self has received some shocking news, to respect your human self and to acknowledge, my human self is feeling shocked, my human self is feeling dismayed, my human self is feeling disappointed. And then to take a step back and to say, I know I am not shock. I am not disappointment. I am not dismay. That might be an experience I am having right now. It might be a wave that is moving through my life right now. That is not the totality of me. That is not the entire truth of me. And so then as we take a step back, we're able to expand our awareness. So even the yogis say that even naming whatever it is that we're feeling or experiencing gives us a bit of distance, a bit of perspective. And that spaciousness then allows us to take a breath, allows us to breathe kindness, to breathe steadiness, to bring healing, and to breathe wholeness into our bodies, our hearts, our minds, our lives, our world. And then as we connect with that wholeness, we will increasingly be able to stand in that wholeness and work in a wise, kind, aware way with whatever the human experience is. So we're not, I want to be very clear here, we're not denying the shock or the dismay or the disappointment, or even the hurt, the anguish, the grief, the trauma. We're saying, I acknowledge this and I actually embrace this in my larger awareness. I am a being of light and I embrace my human self that is hurting so much right now. And I know that this is not the full story of my human self. So this might be what I'm experiencing in this moment. I'm not going to stay in that wave of human emotion, whatever it is that I'm experiencing. And so in this way, however long it takes, and for different experiences, clearly for different people, this can take a while. It can take a process if we've received news that is particularly dismaying or traumatic. And we know, based on past experience, none of our previous griefs or trauma have kept us from being here, have kept us from being beings of light. And so we have this awareness that this too, we have the ability to keep on walking. So the Buddha said, good people keep on walking. And so it lets you keep going. It lets you connect with the light, connect with that trust, that assuredness, that awareness that so much more is unfolding than is visible right now to my human eyes. And then what we're doing is living into the wisdom and the understanding and that which is possible only by our moving forward with awareness and with an open heart through whatever it is that we are experiencing humanly.
I love it. There's so much wisdom in what you're saying. And, I'm thinking about, I think it, kind of in my perspective, there are so many people who don't love themselves, and that is kind of a big block in how they relate to everything in the world and how, and actually a block to maybe making the kind of shift that you're talking about. So how would you respond to, if you're talking to a person and you kind of see or hear that they have issues with self-love, how do you help them change that perspective?
I mean, one of the first thing to say is just, I have so much respect and so much compassion. As you said that, my heart just opened with such caring and with such sympathy and such support. And that is a deeply human experience for many. And it's very, very painful, I would say. And so one of the ways that it's possible to work with ourselves, if we have this experience, is to see ourselves born to come into this life, to see ourselves coming into this life as a child of light and as a child of love, just absolutely innocent and whole and pure, no matter what the circumstances are that we were born into. And I want to be very honest, humans can be born into very painful, challenging circumstances. So that can be a reality that some of us get to work with. There's no human I am aware of who does not experience painful, challenging circumstances. Mm-hmm. So for each of us, from the time of birth, to just see the innocence, the purity, the light, the kindness, the love that is there in our child self, and then to, as we reflect and meditate, to actually then see my 3-year-old self, a child of light, a child of kindness, to see my 5-year-old self, a child of light, a child of kindness. And gradually what happens, and you can bring, if there's any particularly painful times in your life, like let's say at age 9, you experienced grief or loss or trauma, you can see your 9-year-old self is still a child of light and a child of kindness, even as you were experiencing the grief and the loss and the trauma. And you begin to see and feel directly the light and the kindness that has been with you every single step of your existence. And what happens then, you become established in that current of light and kindness, and you become aware that yes, in the realm of time and space, we experience things that are devastating from a human perspective. That is so. And nothing diminishes the light and the kindness that we are eternally. And so then when we have that contact with light and kindness, we're able to live from that. And nothing can make us afraid. Nothing can cause us strain. We're able to be continually inspired and buoyed and supported and guided and strong in that energy of light and kindness.
Yeah. Yeah, you make me think of, are you familiar with Conversation
I
with
have.
God?
I read those many years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Neil Donald Walsh was the author or the receiver of the information from God. But in those books, God responds to, you know, that kind of question almost always by saying, whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not, you are perfect and complete and whole as you are. And yeah, I believe that is so true. We just have to make some shifts and get out from behind all of our old thinking.
To work wisely and joyfully and respectfully with our stories, yes, and our experiences. Yes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I love those books, and so many good teachings in those. You know, when you talk about being in the light or a child of the light, do you suggest to people that they actually view or visualize themselves as a being of light and feel into that?
That's a very beautifully put way to express that idea. So yes, for anyone who has a meditation practice, but also for anyone who does not have a meditation practice, it's possible to, you know, find 20 minutes of quiet, maybe a room where you can close the door and sit in stillness just with yourself for a while, and to close your eyes and to give yourself direct permission to feel the light and the kindness that you are right now, to give yourself permission to open your heart and to let go of all judgments, all stories, all pain, all limitation, and to feel directly the light and the kindness that you are, and then to reach out in consciousness. And I would say in consciousness, there's no distance, so there's no gap in time and there's no gap in space. And to recognize the same light and kindness that you feel when you feel balanced and steady and you feel like your highest best self has been with you every moment of your existence, all the way back to the moment you came into embodiment. And so you can actually, almost like in consciousness, welcome yourself arriving in time and space as that tiny little infant and see how brave and amazing it is of you to be this vehicle of light and kindness traveling in human form in this world. That's amazing of you to be here. It's incredible.
Yes, and I love the way you said that, because I agree totally that it can be very important to give yourself permission to do that. When we talk about old negative memories that hold us back, stories that we tell ourselves, you know, recognizing that, you know, kind of comes back to awareness. We need to notice what is stopping us, what is holding us back, what is, what's the word I'm looking for? Restricting us, you know, whatever the word is I'm looking for. Notice that and honor where that comes from, and then give ourselves permission to have a new perspective. And
beautiful.
Yeah. So, excellent suggestion to people. So I hope listeners, I hope you're paying attention to that. I think that all of this conversation is very enlightening and giving us many ways that we can shift our thinking and allow ourselves to be more in the light, more empowered to our truth capability, our true self. So yes, thank you. I noticed in one of the things I saw that you had commented about something that Thich Nhat Hanh had said, and I think it was related to meditating in a community of people. And you know, that's something I've only done in a few cases that I can think of, like in a training or a conference situation. But you know, most people probably like me meditate by themselves. What did he have to say, or what do you have to say about meditating in a community?
Well, so first of all, respect for you and for everyone with an individual meditation practice. And that's wonderful. Like, please keep that. And that almost is like a foundation for meditating in community. So Thich Nhat Hanh said that meditating in community is a miracle. And so for you and for anyone, awakeyogameditation.org, we meditate on Tuesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. And it's accessible wherever you are in this country or around the world. You can join us on Zoom. You can join us on YouTube. Also, if you're in or near Baltimore, the Baltimore or DC area, we meditate in person on Sundays as well. So awakeyogameditation.org would have information about all of that. So what you'll find, and Ray, I would say actually that your podcast and your radio show exemplify this as well. But what you'll find is when you meditate with others and you have others who are also tuning into and amplifying that energy of light and that energy of kindness, that the collective field of energy that is generated by sort of like the way that this dialogue is working, like you're bouncing ideas off and I'm bouncing ideas off. And it's like this amazing flow of insight. And it's just so fun to talk. Like it's a spiritual joy to talk with you. And so meditation is like that when we meditate in community, and it's all in stillness. It's all completely silent. But you'll find just this sort of like deep, intensified awareness and wholeness and healing and insight is present and available when you are connecting with what is highest and best in yourself, and others are connecting with what is highest and best. And so almost like it's that a network of light is initiated within yourself and within others, and then an interconnectedness of that network of light is activated. So everyone who's meditating is connecting with this network of light, and then it amplifies, and you actually can feel waves of light. You can feel waves of wholeness, waves of joy, waves of insight and kindness and healing and inspiration. And you can feel that they travel in consciousness and energy far beyond the individuals who are seated in whatever physical space they are seated in. So this is like the radio waves, right? And it's like the right. Podcast, like that broadcast of what you initiate. We're having this conversation right now at this point in time. But once you issue that invitation for everyone to increase their light, to increase their joy, to increase their gladness, that just keeps reverberating. It never stops. And so thanks to your having this conversation, the universe is different than it was before you had this conversation. And this is true for us every time we meditate individually. And also, it's just such fun. It's such a joy to meditate together. So we invite you, if you would like, come join us, come meditate with us.
Okay, good. Yes. You know, there's a term called unity consciousness that, so, you know, philosophers a long time ago talked about awakening in terms of God realization and unity consciousness and those ideas. And I think they've tended to be, for the most part, just ideas that people didn't necessarily relate to directly. But there is a spiritual teacher now named Patricia Albert, who is doing incredible work in helping people really shift into collective states of shared unity, shared consciousness. You know, that is, it's very, very, very powerful. It is sharing consciousness, because we are shared consciousness anyway, period. But, you know, she talks about how different the world can be if more people can step into that. And so it's, you know, it sounds like that may well be happening in your shared meditation.
That's beautiful. I have not heard of her work. I'm excited. I'll look her up. I'm excited to learn more. And yes, I mean, based on your description of her work, what she is talking about and what you are describing, that is the natural awareness that each of us has access to as we meditate. And so the yogic tradition and the teachings of Advaita Vedanta and Kriya Yoga meditation are directly helping each human connect with this, and then to live into the expression of that, to live into the shining and the sharing and the helpfulness and the being of service that arises naturally and spontaneously from that.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we definitely need that in the world. And I think it's coming. It would certain, you know, there are many spiritual teachers right now that talk about we're at a cusp in human development, in evolution of our consciousness, actually, that, you know, if we don't step into being more in the light, stepping more into higher consciousness or shared consciousness, you know, we do run the risk that as a species, we might devolve instead of continuing to evolve. So I don't know what you think about that. I know some teachers say, well, it's going to happen. It's not a, you know, it's not a possibility that we're going to fail. But, and I don't know the answer to that question, but I know we're at a time when we can speed things up by stepping more into awakeness and higher consciousness.
I agree with you very much. Yeah. And I mean, I would also say, so my teacher was Swami Shankarananda, and he taught that we are moving into a higher frequency awareness and a time in which awakeness is more present and more available. And so one way to look at whatever seems to be evident in the world is that more light is coming in. And as more light comes in, it just shows us what is there to be healed. So actually the process is working. And the task for each of us is to focus on the wholeness and to focus on bringing healing into whatever is rising into awareness to receive healing.
Yeah, you just said something there that I love. Focus on the wholeness. Wholeness has been a very key word for me for many, many years. Actually, going back to, well, I'm not going to get into that. We're running out of time here. But focusing on wholeness is something very valuable. And wholeness, it has such great meaning if you really dig into it and understand what it means. I mean, it is being stepping more into our perfection and our completeness and our shared consciousness. And there need to be more people like you and I that talk about this and help people help make that shift. Yeah. So
it's amazing that interconnectedness and that radiance that is here in all of us. It's amazing.
Yeah. You know, some years ago, I wrote a book called Awakening to Wholeness based on an experience that I had. And I really learned a lot about wholeness when I was writing that book. But I need to do a new edition now because I understand it so much more. Well, all right. So we're rapidly running out of time. I invite you to say, you know, whatever final words you'd like to share with the listeners and give them some additional information about your website, et cetera.
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, just joy and gratitude and respect to you, Ray, and to your listeners, and trust the light that is within yourself. For anyone who's listening to this, trust the light that is within yourself. It is so magnificent. Connect with that light. Allow that light to guide you. You are warmly invited to come meditate with us. Our website is awakeyogameditation.org, and we meditate on Tuesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. They're all online, and Sundays are also in person. We have books, we have publications. Recently, I published a book called Awake, The Yoga of Pure Awareness. And we have e-courses, we have blogs, we have a YouTube presence, we have Awake Yoga Meditation offerings on Instagram, and we have Swami Nityananda offerings on Instagram as well. So come meditate with us. Talking with Ray, it's been like talking with a friend. I'm meeting you for the first time, and it's like talking with a friend, and it's that way with everyone who comes and meditates with us.
Well, very good. Well, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing all your wisdom and sharing your attitude. I love what you communicate in just the way that you are. So that is wonderful. Thank you for being here.
Joy to you. Thank you so much.
All right. To everyone today, have a great day and a great life.